Story to start the show this morning. We've all done it, haven't we? We've ordered a glass of wine in a bar, and we've immediately checked the pour just to make sure we're getting enough wine, because we all like a generous pour, don't we? And many of us check to see whether it stacks up with the little pour mark on the glasses. But get a load of this. Turns out Christchurch Bar by Radley's lost some $18,000 over the course of a couple of years because the mark on their glassware was wrong. It was incorrectly measured at 170 mils instead of the standard 150 mils. That's bad luck, isn't it? Jeremy Smith is the Vice President of Hospitality New Zealand. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good, thank you. A lot of sympathy for the bar owner here.
There is. The margins in our industry are pretty low. Sort of on average, for every $100 we take in revenue, you're making somewhere between $3 and $10. Profit. So one's got to look after your money pretty carefully to make ends meet.
How does it work if you're a bar owner? Do you know exactly the number of glasses you will pour out of the bottle of wine and budget accordingly? What are the margins here?
Wine is actually a fairly low margin. I think when you look at the business, you're looking to try and sort of have around a 55% margin on wine when you're pouring by the glass. And you're looking at normally sort of 4.5 glasses that you budget per bottle of wine. And that's why we mark the glasses, because wine, unlike a beer, you fill a beer to the top of the glass. With wine, often you get different size and shape glasses. And that's why we mark it, A, to protect the staff as well, because the temptation to overpour is there. And as you quite rightly said at the beginning of the section, is that customers are always looking to make sure they get value for money, and there's often pressure on the staff to actually say, come on, just give me a couple of drops more. The tide's half out, is the famous saying.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask, I mean, how much pressure do you think staff do come under from customers to, come on, top it up just that bit more, please, thank you very much?
All the time. It's a constant thing, especially with wine, and that's why we mark the glasses, and that's why our recommendation is to all sort of bar owners, restaurant owners, have good systems. So you are measuring all the time, what your usage is, and you should be measuring and counting stock on a weekly basis to make sure that the product is where it should be, and that if it hasn't been used, then it should be accounted for.
Jeremy, the owner of this bar, says he couldn't for the life of him figure out why he was losing wine. I bet glasses would probably be the last thing on his mind, you'd think.
Well, when I read the article, I thought, gosh, you know, I haven't gone and checked the measures on all our glassware through our businesses. And I do that if I buy a new business. I'll go and check the pour. But it's something that we're going to go back and check. I'm kind of thinking that, I suppose here's the last place you look. I just did a quick calculation on one of our busy sites. It's quite a popular site that does a lot of wine. And you know, that extra 20 mil will account for 70 bottles a month.
So, gee whiz, that's a lot. It's a lot of wine.
It is a lot. It is a lot of wine. So one would know you've got a problem. It would probably take a bit of time to pick up as to where the problem is. You go through all the obvious, you know, check that the staff are pouring correctly, that bottles of wine aren't walking out the back door and things like that. And it would be the last check to go and re-measure the line to make sure that it is where it should be.
Well, I'll let you go re-measure some of your wine glasses. Now, all this talk of wine makes me want a glass. Jeremy Smith, the Vice President of Hospitality New Zealand, thanks for your time this afternoon.
My pleasure.
It is 15 past 4. Still to come, we'll cross to Australia and a bit of sports talk for you as well.